Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Well, it's now official. Microsoft has just become the second company in history to close a trading day with a market valuation above $4 trillion. Let that sink in. Only one other company, Nvidia, has hit that milestone before, and it happened just a few weeks ago. Now, Microsoft joins them at the summit. In this episode, we're going to explore how Microsoft reached this level, why it matters, and what it signals for the future of the tech industry. We'll also loop in the role of Nvidia and revisit some of the themes from my earlier episode on their rise. This is Tech It From Me. Let's go.
This is the Tech It From Me podcast.
On Thursday, July 31st, 2025, Microsoft officially closed the trading day with a market cap just over $4 trillion. This wasn't a fluke. It wasn't a brief spike in the morning that fizzled out by lunch. This was a full day rally, driven by blowout earnings, analyst upgrades, and sustained investor confidence. By the time the closing bell rang at 4 p.m. Eastern, Microsoft had secured its place in history. And the context here matters. This milestone places Microsoft in an ultra-exclusive club. Nvidia became the first public company to close above $4 trillion just weeks earlier. Apple came close, but hasn't closed at that level yet. Amazon and Google are still trailing behind. Now, consider this. Just 2 years ago, Microsoft was worth around $2.5 trillion. That means they added $1.5 trillion in market value in under 24 months. That's more than the entire market cap of Meta, Netflix, or Tesla. And they did it not by reinventing the wheel, but by integrating AI into their existing ecosystem in a way that nobody else has. They didn't have to disrupt their business, they evolved it. This wasn't about selling more Xbox consoles or Surface laptops. This was about positioning themselves as the backbone of artificial intelligence for business. From Azure to Copilot to GitHub and beyond, Microsoft has embedded intelligence into the tools that power the enterprise world. So when we talk about a $4 trillion market cap, we're not just talking about investor optimism. We're talking about a company that has successfully turned a decades-old software empire into an AI-powered infrastructure layer for the modern economy. It's not just a big number. This is a signal. So what exactly fueled this rise? There are four key pillars, but the real magic lies in how these pieces reinforce one another. So the first pillar, Azure. Microsoft's cloud business has become the linchpin of its growth strategy. Azure isn't just competing with AWS anymore. It's uniquely positioned to power AI workloads. Microsoft's integration with OpenAI gives Azure access to best-in-class models, making it the go-to platform for developers building intelligent apps. And let's not forget, every time a business signs up for Azure AI services, they're likely also embedding themselves deeper into the Microsoft ecosystem. The second pillar is Copilot. Microsoft didn't just sprinkle AI on top of Office. They rebuilt the experience around it. With Copilot, users don't need to open ChatGPT in a browser or fiddle with prompts. They just write in Word, build in Excel, or email in Outlook, and AI is already there anticipating needs. That kind of contextual intelligence doesn't just improve productivity, it makes Microsoft software feel indispensable. And because it's tied to Microsoft 365 licenses, there's recurring revenue baked into every interaction. The third pillar is the OpenAI partnership. Back in 2023, Microsoft made waves with its $10 billion investment in OpenAI. But what seemed like a moonshot is now clearly a masterstroke. Microsoft didn't try to outbuild OpenAI, they partnered. That partnership gave them exclusive commercial rights, deep integration via Azure, and a major first-mover advantage. While other companies were scrambling to spin up AI initiatives, Microsoft had already shipped GPT-powered tools to tens of millions of users. And the last pillar is enterprise trust, perhaps the most underrated pillar of all four. Microsoft is the safe, boring bet for most CIOs, and that's a huge asset in an AI world full of uncertainty. Companies already trust Microsoft with their identity systems, compliance policies, email, documents, you name it. So when Microsoft rolls out AI tools, it's not seen as experimental. It's just an upgrade to something they already rely on. No extra sales pitch is needed. Each of these pillars feeds the other. Azure runs Copilot. Copilot is powered by OpenAI. OpenAI is hosted on Azure. Enterprises deploy all of it through Microsoft's existing agreements. This is the power of alignment: technical, financial, and strategic. And it's a major reason why Microsoft didn't just survive the AI shift, they've led it. And we can't talk about infrastructure without talking about the company under the infrastructure, NVIDIA. Every AI request you make inside Microsoft Copilot, every model trained or fine-tuned on Azure, every deployment that runs inference on GPT or similar models, behind all of those is NVIDIA hardware. This is the part most users never see, but it's critical. Microsoft doesn't manufacture chips. They rely on NVIDIA's GPUs, specifically the H100 and newer H200 series, for powering large-scale training and real-time inference. These chips sit in Microsoft's data centers and power the massive compute loads required by today's advanced AI models. So when you open Word and Copilot helps you write a paragraph, there's a good chance that request is being processed by a GPU that costs tens of thousands of dollars and is sitting inside a warehouse-sized server farm, courtesy of Microsoft and NVIDIA. Microsoft is now one of NVIDIA's biggest enterprise clients, and this isn't a buyer-seller relationship, it's symbiotic. NVIDIA benefits from Microsoft's scale and demand. Microsoft benefits from having first access to NVIDIA's most advanced silicon. This relationship is a key reason both companies are in the $4 trillion club. They don't compete, they amplify each other. And it's not just about chips. NVIDIA's CUDA ecosystem, its AI software stack, its model optimization tools, they all integrate tightly with Azure. Microsoft has gone out of its way to make Azure the best place to run NVIDIA-powered AI at scale. So while Microsoft is the face of enterprise AI, NVIDIA is the power plant behind the curtain. You can think of it like this. Microsoft is building the roads, the vehicles, and the GPS. NVIDIA is simply supplying the engine. Without one, the other doesn't go nearly as far. So now let's talk about why this moment in time matters. This isn't just about market cap. It's about momentum and influence, and the fact that we're witnessing a shift in what kind of companies shape the future of technology. For the past two decades, consumer tech was king. Think about it. iPhones, Android phones, Netflix, Instagram. Innovation was measured in how many people you could reach. But in 2025, the conversation has shifted. Now, infrastructure, platforms, and enterprise intelligence are leading the way. So let's take a quick look at some of the other major players. Apple remains the world's most iconic consumer brand, but its AI narrative is only now beginning to take shape. With the next iOS teasing on-device AI, Apple is clearly watching the trend, but it's not setting the enterprise agenda. Amazon still dominates cloud with AWS, but its consumer-facing AI, like Alexa, has lost momentum. And while AWS offers solid AI services, they've yet to launch an AI toolset as visible and integrated as Microsoft's Copilot. Google arguably has the most raw AI research power, thanks to DeepMind and Gemini. But their rollout has been very bumpy. product cohesion and market clarity continue to be challenges. People know Google has AI, they just don't always know how to use it. Meanwhile, Microsoft has quietly and methodically shipped AI-powered productivity with Copilot, AI infrastructure with Azure, developer tools via GitHub Copilot, and enterprise trust through Microsoft 365. And here's the strategic insight. Microsoft isn't asking people to switch platforms to use AI. They're enhancing what you already rely on. That's quite powerful. It reduces friction, it increases adoption, and deepens the company's hold on the enterprise stack. It makes Microsoft not just a vendor, but a default. So, what does this mean going forward? We're likely heading into a tech era dominated not just by consumer scale, but by enterprise intelligence scale, where the companies that thrive are the ones that can bring AI to every business, every employee, and every workflow, with stability, security, and return on investment. Microsoft and NVIDIA are already doing it. Others will follow suit, but the bar is set pretty high. This is no longer about who has the best demo at a conference. It's about who can execute reliably, securely, and at scale. Right now, Microsoft's not just shaping the tide, they're controlling the current. So here we are, there you have it. Two companies, Microsoft and NVIDIA, each valued at over $4 trillion, each playing a unique but deeply connected role in the AI revolution. NVIDIA supplies the raw power. Microsoft delivers the platform, the tools, and the trust. This isn't just a financial milestone. It's a strategic marker, a signal that the future of technology belongs to the companies that can integrate AI at scale into real-world workflows without requiring people to reinvent how they work. Microsoft didn't just build new products. They amplified the ones people already use securely, contextually, and intelligently. And that, more than anything else, is what sets them apart right now. If you're an IT leader, a technologist, or even just someone curious about where this is all going, here's what I'll leave you with. Watch the infrastructure players. Watch the companies that power the builders. And watch the ones who quietly earn trust while others chase headlines. Microsoft and NVIDIA, they're not just on top. They're designing the map the rest of the industry is now trying to follow. If you haven't listened to my NVIDIA episode yet, it pairs perfectly with this one. Go check it out wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a 5-star rating or sharing it with someone who geeks out on tech like you and I do. This has been the Tech It For Me podcast. Thank you for listening.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.